T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we've got Chris. Chris, we found Chris. It's great. In the Amazon, I think, is where we find him this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Ray.
Where are you, Southeast Asia now or where?
Yes, in what we used to call Saigon.
Well, you go there quite a bit.
Maybe once a year.
More than I've been.
Well, I have some conferences to go to in Singapore and Hong Kong, and I got a friend who lives here, which is halfway between, so it works out.
Beautiful. We're going to have, by the way, Chris, the Speaker of the House, Joe Arsimowitz, will be on at 7:50. And exactly, there are a couple of things that you've written at journalinquirer.com. You want to start with consolidation, because you have some questions about that, namely overthrowing Connecticut's social construct or contract.
Yeah, it seems to me that the main deal in Connecticut for 40 years was that the middle class would let the Democrats and the welfare classes destroy the cities and feast on the poor on condition that the middle class could move out and go to the suburbs and send their kids to schools where most kids had two parents and were prepared and willing to learn. And now Senator Looney and to some extent the governor seem to be trying to violate that, and there's going to be a lot of outrage about it. I'm not sure that anything's going to happen right away, but I think it does strike at the heart of what Connecticut's about, the social peace we've had and really the political peace.
Right. The one thing, and I do remember this, and, we talk about middle class, that does include African-Americans, as a matter of fact, and Latinos. And, the fact of the matter is a lot of black parents want to get a better education for their kids, so they get the heck out of Dodge. So, the fact of the matter is this is universal.
Yeah, that's really been the social trend among all groups for the last several decades, that this trend used to be called racist, but, when the minority middle class began moving to the suburbs for the same reason, I think that epithet was disproved.
I remember a cartoon that showed up in The Current, 10 years ago, something like that. And you see this African-American woman taking her kid out of Hartford and moving on. Meanwhile, there's somebody chained to a light post. I guess he's a prisoner in Hartford. And, it's kind of like you're a traitor to leave the city. Why? Because you want your kid to do better?
Yeah, well, the real problem, Ray, has been this irreducible underclass and poverty we have in Connecticut. And I'm just astounded that nobody ever advocates auditing the failure of poverty policy in Connecticut. I mean, the cities are virtually poverty factories now, and yet we continue doing what doesn't work. I imagine we do it because poverty is such a big business now.
Well, it is. There's a lot to be. And, of course, in the cities, that's where the infrastructure is to help those who are undergoing hard times. And, the fact of the matter is,
we don't help them. We have more poverty than ever. And nobody in government, nobody in authority ever looks at this and says, wait a minute, what's wrong? Why are we, we perpetuating poverty instead of alleviating the way? What are we doing about self-sufficiency? We're doing nothing for it.
All right. Now, I just want to get this from most recently. Toll and tax all they can, they being the Democrats. I've not heard anybody necessarily talk about cutting costs. It's been, we can do tolls. We can extend the sales tax to other items. But that's kind of what I'm hearing.
Yeah, well, part of that is because, as the recent budget director, Ben Barnes, was often saying, that more than half the state budget is by statute is beyond Democratic cost cutting.
Right.
They are, what they call fixed costs. A lot of that is labor contract, and and stuff like that. Everything's becoming a fixed cost, and so we can't control it. If we're going to control costs, you have to unfix them by law.
All right. Hey, Chris, great talking to you. Glad we finally got in touch with you. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.